So, we're doing this at my newspaper. We're doing this treasure hunt, like a citywide scavenger hunt. And it's kind of like a summer project contest that we're going to do, and there's a big old prize at the end of it. And it's going to be really, really cool. But we're going to do a dry run first with just the employees at my paper. And tonight, my task is I've been given all of the clues in the dry run. And tonight, I have to go drive all over town to see if I can follow the clues to the conclusion. And I'm looking at the first clue, and I don't have a clue. I don't even know where to begin. And so I'm stumped. Well, that's not entirely true. I was stumped. But I had to ask one of my coworkers who had been talking with the guy who wrote the clues about what he thought the first clue was, and he told me what it was, and it makes sense now that I know, but it's really hard, and I'm wondering if it's too hard, and how do I tell the guy who wrote the clues that maybe the first one is a little too difficult, basically, for a starting point. I don't know, it should be fun. Anyway, back in the 60s in this town, the whole reason this came up is the radio station here used to do this every summer for several weeks, and it was just this town-wide occupation that everyone just loved, and the latest clue would be announced in the morning, and people would be driving all over town trying to find the clue, and it would lead them to the next clue. So it's this giant scavenger hunt with really cool prizes. And so that's kind of our thinking, only we're not going to do it all summer, just one week and one huge prize at the end. I think it's like, oh, I think if it's $1,000 or something like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be, I think, one of my favorite things to do. And we're going to put all the clues in not just the newspaper, but in our daily chat that we do in the morning. We're going to tweet the clues. We're going to put them in the paper. We're going to spread the clues all over all of our products. And the point of it is to get people to look at those products and check them out. So I think it'll be really cool if I can figure out this first or second clue. So I'm off to the first one, and then hopefully that will lead me to the second one, because it's boggling me too. Anyway, thanks for listening.